This is Free Talk Live, the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. You bring up whatever you want. We kick off hour number three of the Wednesday edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Melissa.
And Mark. You can join us online, by the way, freetalklive.com. Everything on our website is on the house, so go grab it up, freetalklive.com. Still here, coming up, we got to talk about these park deaths in the government parks. Also, Mark, you're going to tell me about libertarian Democrats.
Very interesting.
I'll explore that. But Melissa, let's start with the U.S. Parks and Forest Service Department. What's going on?
Sure. This story is actually based out of Wyoming, and it's pretty simple here. According to this article, Wind Horse died in a boating accident in Grand Teton National Park last week.
Grand Teton.
Thank you for correcting me on that.
Well, breast, basically, right? Does that mean big breast?
I have no idea
what that means.
Okay.
The park's public information officer said she wasn't sure what to tell the media exactly, which kind of shocks me. But she's worked at the Wyoming Park for 11 years, usually would have released the names of the victims as soon as the families were notified. But recent park directives have complicated that process, leaving the officers confused about whether they're allowed to provide such information. She eventually did release the name of the three people that had died, their names, after she had consulted, of course, with national headquarters in Washington. But the identities of people injured or killed on public lands may soon be withheld under new policies the Park Service is considering.
Why would they withhold the names?
That's what I can't figure out here. It says the issue arose last year after the Salt Lake Tribune submitted a Freedom of Information Act request for the names of victims of fatal accidents around Utah's Lake Powell. Daryl Strayhorn, a FOIA appeals officer in Washington, told the newspaper the names would not be released because of privacy issues. Quote, disclosure of the descendants' names in connection with the details of the incidents that led to their demise could also open their living relatives up to harassment, unofficial questioning, or unwanted public attention, thereby causing the living relatives of the descendants a great deal of emotional distress.
So they're doing it allegedly to protect the family members.
To protect the family members. But I could see if it was certain circumstances such as a homicide or, possibly a robbery, something related to that. But
sometimes people do, like I've seen these rescue things on like Max X.
What is Max X?
It's the best television show around because it just shows death and destruction and mayhem. And I like to watch it. And
oh,
because
that's
you don't
great.
Have to turn
that's
the volume up.
Well, it was caught on camera style.
Okay.
Kind of thing, yeah. So if, say, a rock climber does something incredibly dumb and gets themselves, trapped out there and then dies, and if, one of these tabloid type shows wants to come after the family members and then could therefore, as far as get the story, learn more about it, that kind of nonsense, could then, harass them to some extent, I guess is what they're saying.
That's where they're going with it as far as...
I kind of understand where they're coming from on this. I mean, they're just trying to protect the privacy of the individuals and the families that are involved here. I mean, if they wanted to release their names, I'm sure they could. I mean, if the families wanted to have their names released, I'm sure they could authorize something like that. In this case, I don't have an objection to it. It seems reasonable.
I think it's kind of odd, though, that it caused confusion with the park officials as to what should be done.
Well, they're always confused. I mean, they're bureaucrats.
This is very true. Bureaucrats are confused on a regular basis.
They don't like being asked questions and having to answer things. And then, that's like the lady said, she had to check with National before she can give the people an answer.
This is true. And the executive director of the University of Missouri's National Freedom of Information Coalition said the park should release the information about the deaths and injuries, just as local law enforcement does on a regular basis. Parents and tourists have the right to know the risks of traveling in certain places, he said, which I agree with to a point. I think that if there was a grizzly bear death or something along those lines in a national park, I would want to be made aware of it if I was planning to visit there.
Yeah, and true, that is a good point that law enforcement does release names of anybody that's not a minor. So why is it that the parks can withhold the information, but law enforcement in general has to release it? It's certainly a double standard. It should be consistent. either way you go.
Yeah, I agree.
I think that the answer, of course, would be to get rid of government parks if we have private parks and they can set whatever policies they want about privacy and that sort of thing.
This is true. I think private parks, definitely, you can set any rules that they want. The public parks, one of the spokesmen for the Yellowstone National Park says he's struggling with how to balance respect for individuals and the public's right to know what happens on federal land. He says he has been vocal in asking the Interior Department to come to a resolution on the issue, not just for the parks, but for all public lands, of course.
So are they not just releasing the names, or are they just not releasing the causes of death, the reason these people died? Is that also being withheld, or is it just the names?
According to this article, the incident that happened in Wyoming at that park was just the names that were not released. Mm-hmm. So, but they are debating, of course, and saying that it should be something where apparently information has been withheld in the past as to what has happened and what caused the injuries.
I'm a little torn on this one, Mark.
I have to say I am, too. I don't know. I mean,
is there an easy resolution to this, you know?
Well, there is an easy resolution. Sell all the national parks.
That's not easy. It's simple, but it's not easy.
It makes sense.
I don't see why it's that hard.
Well, I mean, the process of actually selling the parks would be somewhat complex. You'd have to set up an auction and have people bid. And
oh, that's complicated.
All that. Well, for the government, probably take 20 years.
It might very well.
Although I think it's worth doing.
And it would cost quite a bit of tax dollar money as well, money.
Let's go to the phones. We got Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Melissa, and Mark. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Dave. What's on your mind?
Well, I have a piece of good news from New Hampshire.
Oh, good.
Great.
A little bit off topic of what you're talking about. We don't have much in the way of national parks here.
Really?
Only the White Mountain National Forest, as far as I mean, there may be one or two other small ones, but the White Mountain National Forest is the only.
Hmm. Is that where Mount Washington is?
It is.
I see. That's the largest mountain in some area.
In the Northeast?
Something like that.
I would assume it's that area.
What's it going to take, Dave? I mean, give us the good news in a moment, but do you think it would be possible for New Hampshire to essentially buy out the national parks and maybe make them New Hampshire state parks instead of national parks?
Oh, there's a part of me that would like that idea, although I don't like the idea of the state having to take over expenditure on the parks.
Yeah, true. True, true.
This is true.
All right, so what's the good news?
Well, anyway, it's just really almost symbolic more than anything else. However, both of our New Hampshire senators, the national senators from New Hampshire, voted against the gay marriage amendment.
Yeah, that's right. Actually, you've been scooped on that, man. John called in from New Hampshire earlier tonight. So you lose. Anything
well, I have another. I have another backup piece of information.
Okay,
awesome.
We had a big changeover in the New Hampshire House that happened today.
Really?
Either today or yesterday, and it strikes me on face value as being pro-liberty change, but I'm not sure. We'll see how it strikes out. But the Speaker of the House just dropped a bombshell and resigned, and he was a rhino. He was one of those mealy Republicans that's really not pro-liberty at all.
Republican in name only.
Exactly.
Yes.
And he's out. So now I don't. Who knows?
Was it on the face of a scandal? Does anybody know why?
Well, if it was a scandal, it's something that he's getting out before it hits. I don't know of any. I don't know of any scandal.
Hmm.
But
it's unusual. It's very unusual for a politician to just all of a sudden disappear, just resign. I mean, did he give a reason? Family problems, health issues?
He said it was personal, and he was worried he'd have to spend too much time campaigning. I guess he had a hotly contested seat.
Sounds like a mistress to me. Go ahead. What?
Yeah, could be. it looks like the names of the potential replacements are all kind of unknown to me. Lately, you know, there's a state rep called, his name is Neil Kirk, and
right.
He has been rabble rousing in the House and using the House like a blowtorch against the Senate. Which has turned into this huge state of gridlock. That's been a positive thing. I don't know if Neil Kirk he may be too controversial of a figure to become Speaker.
Can anybody go for it? What's the requirement to be the Speaker?
I don't know. I think even a Democrat could do it, even though the Republicans have a majority.
Who votes on it? Is it the House members themselves?
I don't know.
Well, you got to find these things out for me, Dave. Thanks for
I'm working on it.
Appreciate it.
I know more than most people.
Appreciate it as always. Thanks, man. 800-259-9231. It's our man on the ground in New Hampshire, Dave. Great guy. 800-259-9231. Brian is on the line. He's got a story about his son's suicide. Yikes. On the way, this is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Moitas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. You get to bring up, well, whatever you want. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. It's Ian here with you.
And Melissa.
And Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. On our website, you'll find updates. You get clued in to whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show if you sign up for the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. Again, it's totally free. Updates.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by Porkfest 2006. Get first-hand information about the Free State and meet early movers at the Porcupine Freedom Festival starting June 23rd. For details, visit porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com.
Yes, indeed. So we're going to the phones because this is a show by your calls. Let's talk to Brian in Wisconsin. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Melissa, and Mark. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, hello, Brian.
I'd like to relate a little story. First of all, I'd like to say you guys really have an excellent show, and I really enjoy it.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Glad you're listening.
I'd like to relate a little story about my son. He had been accused of touching a younger girl.
Mm-hmm.
20 years old.
He was 20?
Was 20. She was 15 years old.
Okay.
And, well, she got called on to the police station. And we found out later that they had told him that he was going to be, you know, on the sexual predators list and so on and so forth. And before we even had a chance to do anything, he committed suicide.
Oh, my goodness.
Hmm. I'm so sorry to hear that.
And I just wanted to bring that out because I know there's a lot of hysteria about this nowadays, and it seems like it's just gone way too far.
Would I be out of line to ask how he went about killing himself?
Well, he hung himself.
Oof.
Mm. Oof.
Where?
In my house.
Was anyone home at the time?
Just my daughter.
And how old's your daughter?
She was 15 at the time.
Oh, my goodness.
So, when he went about doing this, did he announce that he was going to be doing something, or did she just sort of discover him in the other room? I mean, how did you come across? Who found out first that he had killed himself?
Well, I found out when I came home from work. That's basically what the first I knew of it.
Was there a note?
He did email. He emailed certain people about it, and he told, you know, why he did it and so forth.
And essentially, what did it say? He was just scared to go to jail, that sort of thing?
Exactly. He didn't want to face what he had to go through, and I'm sure a lot of it had to do with just, you know, being exposed on the predators list or whatever they do, you know, with nowadays when you get accused of something like that.
So do you think it was more the predator list than the time itself, the jail time itself, or whatever other punishment there might be?
I really do think it was mainly that, because, you know, he was very proud of what he, you know, who he was and what he did and so mm-hmm. forth.
How did the allegations come about? Do we know, you know, did the 15-year-old girl go to her parents and tell them? Who was bringing the charges in this case?
Well, as far as I know, it was some discussion with the counselor at school with the young girl, and they, of course, have an obligation to bring that forth.
So, it sounds like it was something pretty darn voluntary for the girl, and then she just sort of told the truth to somebody.
Maybe she blabbed it to her friends. Maybe they somehow got to the counselor. So the counselor brought the girl into the school, and she told the story. Then at what point did the police contact him about charges, or were charges even filed before he committed the suicide?
Nothing was ever even... I think they just scared the heck out of him is what happened.
I was going to say, so they basically told him if charges were filed, then there was a possibility his name would be on this sexual predator list.
Right. Well, they pretty much told him it was automatic, that was the way it was going to go down.
No matter what, whether he was charged with a crime or not.
No. You can't get on the list unless there's a charge.
Well, they told him it was an automatic thing.
Yeah, it's automatic once you get charged and convicted, and it wouldn't be hard to convict him. I mean, it's her word against his. You bring a 15-year-old girl into the courtroom saying that, you know, well, he had sex with me. I mean, that's it. Case closed. Jury finds for the prosecution, and he's screwed.
Yeah, I don't think he understood that part of it, where it actually took her to, you know, be involved or whatever. I think he thought, well, since I'm admitting it or whatever, I'm... You know, that's it.
It's an unfortunate story, and I'm sorry to hear that. And parents are not supposed to outlast their children.
No, most definitely not.
And it's the saddest part is none of this would have happened if we didn't have these silly age of consent laws on the books. So, Mark, you as somebody who is an age of consent supporter, I mean, what do you have to say for yourself?
Well, I would say in this certain circumstance, you're talking about a 15-year-old girl and a 20-year-old guy.
That's a pretty big difference. I think you would have talked trash about that before.
I don't know. I mean, it's close to the edge of what should happen, and I don't think that the sexual predator website's that great of an idea, but, you know, I don't know. It's really unfortunate.
And we don't know how far your son took the sexual activity with this young lady, but we certainly do know that girls like this have a lot of them have a tendency to lie about their age, be less than honest about who they are, how old they are, and take advantage of these guys. And what can we do about it? What could he possibly do? Because he can't ask to check ID, and even if he checks ID, there's a chance she'll have a fake one, because a lot of these teens, they have fake IDs so they can go into the bars and, you know, get themselves alcohol. I mean, what do you do in that case?
Yeah, and I don't even think there was really any. It was just a touching incident, really.
Really?
Mm. Yes.
Okay.
So like a molestation sort of a charge.
As opposed to...
Exactly, exactly.
As opposed to statutory rape. Or
not saying that that's right, but, you know, it seemed awful extreme to me, I guess.
I agree. Brian,
I agree with you.
Any other thoughts for us tonight?
No, that's all I wanted to really say.
Best of luck with your loss. Thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231, the toll-free number. Just a disappointing story. Was she harmed for life by having a 20-year-old touch her?
And
I doubt
did she
it.
Consent to have the 20-year-old
touch
her?
Did she? Come on. Of course she consented to that. I mean, really.
It didn't. It certainly, the story didn't sound like she didn't. And whether or not, you know, he's giving the absolute, you know, like he knows exactly what happened. There certainly is a story that happened exactly the way he said, just because statistically it would have to have, you know, something like that has occurred. You know, any imaginary story that one tells like this would mm-hmm. still be, have to have happened somewhere in the world at some point.
Yeah.
Yep, absolutely. And it's time that we put an end to this insane age of consent law that we have. It's just resulting in cases like this, where the young man didn't want to go to jail, he didn't want to get on a sexual offender list for the rest of his life, and he felt like the easiest way out was to commit suicide. Obviously the wrong choice. Probably would be better to just continue living life, even under that horrible system. Better to be breathing, better to enjoy the wonderful things that we have in this life. But obviously he made the wrong choice, and unfortunately, we've lost him as a result.
Yes, and you know, it's really sad, too, because effectively the sexual predator list essentially did what it was supposed to do, which is to scare people. But in this particular case, you don't want to scare them to the point where they're going to commit suicide or do something, you know, even more drastic.
Well, maybe one of the other reasons why he was so scared is because there have been stories in the past 6 months about... it was up in the Northeast in Maine, I believe, where one guy just went and executed two guys that were on the sexual offender list. He just picked a couple guys on the list, said, hey, they live near me. I think I'll go bump them off.
They gotta go.
And we don't even know what they did. For all we know, they exposed themselves in public or something. 800-259-9231, you take control of the airwaves. This is your show. Do you think we should protect these young ladies with the law? It's Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. Wednesday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Melissa.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can also join us on our website, freetalklive.com, where we have live streams. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version. Both of them are totally free. freetalklive.com. Let's see, Mark, let's talk about libertarian Democrats. Normally when you think libertarians, when a lot of people think about libertarians, one of the old jokes is we're a bunch of conservatives that like to smoke pot.
Right.
And it's not true.
It's Republicans who smoke pot or something like that.
Right, Republicans who smoke pot. And that's not true. I mean, it may be true for some libertarians, but libertarians tend to be pulled from all kinds of different political strata. They come from, as disenchanted Republicans. They come
sure
as disenchanted Democrats. Also, we also get a lot of people that are brand new to politics, people that have never voted before in their lives, no party affiliations as well that are transferring over, independents also becoming libertarians. So it's there's a wide swath of people that we bring into this movement because we're based on a simple principle, and that is that we don't advocate or support the initiation of force to achieve political or social goals. We believe in things being more voluntary.
Well, to some extent, what you're saying is blurring the lines between the Libertarian Party and the Libertarian movement. And I think that this article kind of outlines some of that. There is certainly a Libertarian arm of the Republican Party. It's called the RL, Republican Liberty Caucus, and their intention is to make the Republican Party more liberty-minded.
Right, and we're going to talk about the Democrat Libertarians here in a moment. But first, I want to go to the phones because calls rolling in. It is your show. Let's talk to James in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Melissa, and Mark. Hello, James.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
And gals.
Oh, thank you. Hello, James.
First of all, you guys got a great show.
Thanks. What's up?
Thank you.
Get a lot of good info out that I think people need to be aware of.
So what's on your mind, sir?
I wanted to talk about the man who called in, his son committed suicide.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, his 20-year-old son was alleged to have touched a 15-year-old girl, was facing possible possibly some sort of rape charge or molesting charge.
Right.
And scared to death, and he killed himself.
Right. But see, maybe what could have happened is that some of these cops tend to use or say things to scare people.
Right.
Because it had happened to me.
What happened to you?
Well, this is when I was in Texas and I'd been drinking and self-medicating for a long, long time because I didn't know what was wrong. Anyway, I stole a computer out of a hospital.
Okay.
So I went to jail. And that night, before they even put me in the jail, and booked me in and everything, and I'm talking to the detective. And the detective is trying to get me to admit to more than I did. And he's bringing up stuff that, we've got reports of a guy that fits your description who was sexually harassing a woman in the hospital.
Mm.
And I'm like, no way, dude. I didn't do that. You can go ahead and lock me up right now because I didn't do it.
Right.
So he was trying to convince you to go ahead and admit to something other than what you had been arrested for.
Exactly.
How heavy was his pressure? I mean, what was it like?
He was telling me what the punishment could be for sexual harassment and all this stuff, and just trying to pressure me that way. You know, it wasn't too harsh, but I had dealt with cops before, and I know how they get.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just said right there, I said, nope, I didn't do it.
What would have been the motivation for you to admit to something like that? I mean, he could say that you fit the description. I mean, was he sort of subtly threatening to bring those charges on you as well just because you fit the description?
Well, yeah, at the time, that's what it felt like to me, yeah.
Well, he might as well ask, I guess, is what he was thinking.
We'll see
how this goes.
Yeah.
We'll bring it up and see what this guy says.
Yeah.
Yeah, but to continue on and keep explaining to him what the consequences of being a sexual predator or sexual harassment.
As a cop, you're not going to just bring it up one time and say, oh, well, you say no, well, it must not have happened.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you've got to kind of work him down.
No, it wasn't like that. He, mm-hmm. You know, I didn't just say no, and then he stopped.
Right.
No, of course not.
Absolutely not. I would imagine that it wouldn't be.
Yeah.
Did you have a lawyer at that point?
No, this was just right after I got booked in, and they took me into the office and into the detective's office.
I'm just curious, why did you actually bother even talking to the cop if you hadn't acquired a lawyer at that point? You just didn't know better? Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, not really, and I didn't really think that, I didn't think I'd even talk to a cop. I thought they'd just throw me in jail before they do anything else,
mm-hmm.
and then wait till morning. But
and another thing is, you don't want to spend all the money on a lawyer if you did steal the computer. You know, you're thinking to yourself, I'm going to have to pay for this computer. I'm going to have to pay all kinds of charges. The last thing I want to do is spend $5,000 on a lawyer to find me guilty.
Well, I mean, at the same time, though, Mark, I mean, if you're essentially pressured into maybe admitting to something that you didn't do. The cops used some sort of sleight
of hand. That's what he was trying to do. He was trying to pressure me to admit.
Right. Use some sort of wordplay to get you to maybe admit to something. That, you know, use some sort of cop trick, essentially.
Yep.
You might want to have a lawyer present for that sort of thing. I mean, the lawyers do. I understand they're looking for money and everything.
Sure.
Yeah. But they do tell you for a reason that you should have a lawyer present when you're talking to the police.
And you know, when he started saying that stuff.
Sure.
I just immediately said, no, I didn't do it. I'm not talking anymore. Just lock me up.
Very good, James. Did you have anything else for us tonight?
No, that's all.
Best of, we'll talk to you later. Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231. So, Libertarian Democrats, Mark, tell me about it.
Well, I this is from the Daily Cause. There's no secret that I look to the Mountain West for the future of the Democratic Party. I don't know what that means, but I want to read it in
the Mountain West?
Yeah, I don't know.
I would presume California, that sort of thing.
And he names off some people like Brian Switzer, John Tester. But I look to the candidate Jim Webb in Virginia and Paul Hackett in Ohio. What's the common thread among these candidates? They're all Libertarian Democrats.
Heck,
the L word. But hear me out. Now, the Daily Cause for you, for those of you who don't know, is a very Democrat-leaning website. And I just... It's a blog.
Okay.
And I'm only reading it for the purpose of, you know, talking about what he has to say about Libertarian Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
Traditional libertarianism holds that the government is evil and must be minimized. I'd agree with that. Any government intrusion is bad, while practical libertarians, as opposed to those who just waste their votes on the Libertarian Party...
Ooh, I hate that term.
Yeah.
Have
it's not a wasted vote if you're voting for what you believe in.
I have to agree, and you know I don't agree with him. I'm not reading it because I agree with it. I'm just reading
I can't
it.
Let that go by.
Right.
Go ahead.
Understood. It's clear that it has traditionally aligned themselves with Republicans. Now, it's clear that the modern GOP has no qualms about trampling on personal liberties. Heck, it's become their reason for existence. The problem with this form of libertarianism is that it assumes that only two forces can infringe on liberty. Getting ready for the Democrat mantra here. The government and other individuals. Well... Libertarian Democrats understand that there's a third danger to personal liberty, the corporation. Well, okay, so this is ignorance on the part of Mr. Koz right away, because we are pretty big libertarians here on this show, and
mm-hmm.
both of us would say that we don't believe in corporations.
What do you mean?
We don't believe...
Target's real, Walmart, those are real.
Those are buildings on which someone has put a name, someone has written signage on them. A corporation is an imaginary legal entity.
The file folders.
Right. Created to protect people from liability as far as businesses go. Libertarianism's about personal responsibility.
Corporations are something that the government actually created. The concept of a corporation, the rules that they follow, all created by government. So we're going to get a little bit more into this as to why it is that... And corporations, you know, are dangerous to an extent, but only because of the protections offered to them by the government. More coming back. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest-growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. The listener map's there, map.freetalklive.com. We'll get you on it, or you can just scroll around and see who else, the other 1,300-plus listeners that are on the map. You can see where they're at around the world, map.freetalklive.com. It's Ian here with you.
And Melissa.
And Mark.
So we're talking about libertarian Democrats.
Right, as told by the Daily Cause.
Which is a Democratic sort of liberal-style blog.
Right? And he's outlining that the libertarian Democrat understands that there's a third danger to personal liberties that's besides individuals and the government, that in fact it's the corporation. And we were pointing out that corporations, as libertarians, we would say corporations shouldn't exist.
They're
legal
right.
fantasies created by the government.
But don't be...
Secondly,
yeah.
It's not the corporation that's a threat to your personal liberty. It's the government that the corporation's using to affect your personal liberty.
That's correct. What we have in this country today, and the liberals understand this to an extent. They understand that there's some danger from some of these corporations, but they don't get the connection that it's the government that's empowering them to do these things to
them.
And so really, the way to make corporations, well, first of all, the way to make these businesses behind the corporations less potent, less, I guess, affecting your life, is to get the government out of the of business. And no, that's not going to make it so business can just walk right over people. It's going to make it so business has to be more careful. It's going to make it so business has to be more concerned with satisfying its customers and satisfying the public to make a profit. Whereas today, they can use the government to, for instance, take land from people. I mean, you've got the New London situation where Pfizer is getting the government of New London, Connecticut, to take land away from several homeowners so they can build a brand new facility. That's one way that a corporation is using the power of government to their benefit. So what you have is you've got government bureaucrats and elected officials who have friends in corporations. And so when the elected officials get put into office, then their buddies in the corporations have an in. They have a man on the inside, someone who can pass laws to help them, or pass laws to suppress the competition, or, you know, et cetera, pass laws to give them corporate welfare. I mean, you name it. If you've got someone who's a politician in your pocket, then you can do whatever you want to do.
Yes, and to rent land to you that's government land so that you can pollute or destroy that land because it's not yours. Who cares? You're just renting it for a period of time, and then you're going to leave.
That's obviously a big concern of the liberal crowd,
right?
Environmental
and,
pollution.
And I would say that that's probably the biggest danger that a corporation presents anyone.
The environmental one?
Is the environmental one, is that they could... Yeah, I don't know how every corporation works, but imagine that it somehow benefits financially a corporation to dump used motor oil on their land. Well, A, they're destroying their land. And B, there are courts to handle these situations. If you can prove damages by something someone has done, then you can get damages from that. And I would think that the courts could handle those situations pretty
I would think so,
easily.
Yeah.
Let me go on. The Liberal Democrat understands that corporations, left unchecked, can be huge dangers to personal liberties. We've just gone over that. Liberal Democrats are not hostile to government like traditional libertarians, but unlike the liberal Democrats of old times, now all but extinct, the liberal Democrat does not believe government is the solution for everything, but is sure as heck is effective in checking the power of corporations. Okay. We've pointed out that that's dumb.
No, it's
governments,
not.
Governments don't. Our government is not going to check the powers of corporations.
No.
It's not going to. All it's going to do is reward its friends and punish its enemies like it's always done.
It's a fantastic fantasy for these individuals to believe this sort of thing because it's the corporations that have the biggest sway over government. I mean, you're living in a total fantasy world if you believe that you and your little activist group is going to have more political clout than, say, Walmart mm-hmm. or Johnson & Johnson or GM or some other
Halliburton,
company like that.
Right. Enron, all these things.
All that you're going to see happen, I mean, if you've got an activist group and you're out there doing grassroots stuff, and boy, you're working against those corporations, you might have some politicians say, yes, I will join with you, and we'll fight these corporations. Look, as I watch as I pass this law to restrict them.
See, my tie's green, too.
Right, well, if they pass a law, the corporations just snicker. Because they have the money and the means and the lawyers to either get around the law or comply with the law. Because the laws typically are actually, believe it or not, a lot of environmental law lobbied for by the corporations themselves. Simply because it is a check on the competition. So if you can get a new environmental law passed but get your business exempted as a grandfather clause, that means all the new laws of the new law will apply to every new business that comes up in the future. But you get an exemption, so it doesn't even apply to you. And even if it does apply to you, you can meet the requirements, but maybe a mom-and-pop business, a new corporation or a new business that's starting up, can't cut it.
Well, forget the requirements. I mean, for instance, let's look at the FCC, the FDA, all these. There's all kinds of fees that go to government regulatory agencies that the big corporations can afford to pay. Little corporations can't.
Good point.
I mean, I can't just pen a check for $100,000 to the FCC at the hopes
right.
that they might give me a radio station.
Sure.
A radio license so that I could build a radio station after that. So in other words, the government can protect our liberties from those who would infringe upon them, corporations and other individuals. That's what they say.
Gosh. It's amazing they can believe that.
Well, I can't believe that they actually are that brainwashed into believing.
If the government is the judicial branch, in the sense that a court might be able to protect your some liberties from corporations and individuals, then that's sort of true. But he's saying much more than that.
Right, and the corporations aren't direct, as you pointed out before, they're not directly threatening your liberties. If your liberties are being threatened, it's because there's an agency of force being used on you, whether it be to take your land, shut down your business, or whatever it is. That agency of force is the government every single time. Walmart has never actually gone and taken land from anyone. It's the government that does it. More on the way, Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want? So long as your actions don't harm anyone else, there's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new in about 4 to 6 days without the cost or mess of totally remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 72906. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Call Sears now, 1-800-300-8069.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or a mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number 800-259-9231. Only moments remain, so if you want to get in, you should make that call now. It's Ian here with you.
And Melissa.
And Mark. Join us online, freetalklive.com. Everything on our site is free. The bulletin board system with over 110,000 posts, the year's worth of archives, updates, live streaming, wiki, and more, all on the house. In return, we ask that you voluntarily become a Free Talk Live amplifier. Now, why would you want to do something like that? Well, because Free Talk Live wants to get on more radio stations. We want to get the message of freedom and liberty out to more people. Get on more internet connections. This is something that we can easily do. We are doing because we have over 230 of our listeners that have decided to become Free Talk Live amplifiers for as little as $3 a month. Now, that's less than the price of some cups of coffee. Certainly less than the price of a Happy Meal. There's no doubt about that. It's a fraction. I mean, it's like pennies per day, literally, as far as supporting Free Talk Live.
Right.
And we take the money in, we turn it right back around into advertising for the show. We get on more stations, we get on more people's computers, and it makes a big difference. It's, in my opinion, it's the most effective way to actually spread this message. I mean, there have been so many libertarian groups over the years. I mean, the Libertarian Party, Cato Institute, all these other groups. They're doing valuable work. But really, where can you get the kind of results that you can get for $3 a month like you get out of the AMP program? Brand new radio stations signing on month after month, airing the show. People who've never heard these messages before, who never even have come close to coming across libertarians in their lives, are going to be here in Free Talk Live thanks to the Amplifier. So get all the details at amp.freetalklive.com. To the phones, to Alexander in Alabama. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Melissa, and Mark. Hello, Alexander.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. What's up?
Yeah, I was listening to the podcast yesterday when you guys were reading the email from the federal agent, I believe it was.
Yes.
And you guys were talking about the immigration, and I believe there is a problem as far as, I mean, at least the fear of those in the Middle East coming over, terrorists coming over to attack us. I think it has to do a lot with the fact that, you know, we have very aggressive foreign policy, and I don't agree with that, but the threat is still there, and it's very real. But
yeah.
I don't see how it is that people can really trust the government in protecting us, because I think the only way to protect us from those potential terrorists is by, you know, having more freedom and allowing the people to bear arms, like the Constitution says, and allow us, you know, to protect ourselves in the case
right.
of such a thing. And I don't see why people have so much trust in government. I mean, it's just one of those things that I can't really ever understand.
Well, why do people trust government? Because it appears to be legitimate. Government has this aura of legitimacy around it. And why? Well, because it's we worship it when we go to government schools. It teaches us from kindergarten all the way through 12th grade about how great it is and how wonderful it is, and Franklin Delano Roosevelt's, you know, New Deal and how great that was, and all these new government programs that are so helpful. And then the media falls right in line like a good little lapdog and just licks right up the press releases that they release, and they just regurgitate them word for word. They slap Fox News at the top of it and call it a news article. I mean, so essentially, government has this fake aura of legitimacy, and people have been fooled. That's what it is. They've just been tricked.
They've been misled all along.
It's the greatest hoax of all time, the idea that the government is actually valuable in some way. Alexander, any other thoughts?
No, thank you.
Well, we appreciate you being on, man. Thanks for the call. Hey, it's been Ian here with you.
And Melissa.
And Mark.
We are done for tonight. We will join you again tomorrow night. In the meantime, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where the fun continues. And Melissa will be joining us again next week.
Thanks.
So thanks again for coming in. And we'll see you tomorrow night online, freetalklive.com.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you're a small